Zgomaran Sanhedrin. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdumi. Micro Nefesh Shenema Nefesh Omol Omol Loi.
That when you work
Nefesh Omol Omol Loi, it works for you. Says the Gemara, Hu Omol B'mokim Zeh V'Toroso Imeles Loi B'mokim Acher. He works for him, or he works in one place. V'Toroso and his Torah is Imeles, works B'mokim Acher. Says Rashi, what is Torah Imeles Loi B'mokim Acher? So here there's a Moridika Rashi which the Olam doesn't chap. Torah is a Metzius. Torah has a Neshama. Chelek Elokai Mimal. Araisa Kutchabrichu Yisrael Chadu, it's all one. Torah Melez Lo Shemachzeres Olov. It goes back. Umavakeshes Meis Koina. The Torah itself goes and asks the Ribbono Shel Olam Limtzo Lo Tamei Torah, to hand over to this person the Tamei HaTorah. Usadoreh. V'kogach Lama. Why? Bipnei She'okaf She'kofaf Pi'ol Divrei Torah. Because he was an Omol Batoira, and he forced himself to learn Divrei Torah, so Torah will now go and ask to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Rachmonus, that this guy should understand Torah. So Mordechai Chiddush, we normally look at Torah, a lot of us look at Torah, it's another subject. You know, Torah Umada. Torah and Mada means by them there's Torah and there's Mada. No. It's another subject where I can get credits for. Did we get a BA with an MA, which is basically a Be'ema? It's another subject. But be Yisoid Adova, Torah is a Ruchnius Dika thing. It's a Neshama. Which, if you're Omul Batoira, the Torah itself goes and asks from the Ribbono Shel Olam, do me a favor. This person worked on me. He horved at Gehorved after the Sugya. He worked on the Sugya. Give him Siyata Dishmaya and be Moisa to him. Hand over to him the Tamei HaTorah, the reasons of Torah. Torah umavakeshes meis koine. It goes as a bakosha. The Torah itself goes up and davens for the person who works on Torah to be moisa tamei HaTorah. Torah is a different. It's not a subject. Interesting. I want to go through with you the piyut where I photocopied the Moridika piyut, which you don't really say it in yeshivas, but it's the yetzras of Shavuos the second day. I'm not going to translate every word, but I want to give you the picture of what it's all about. If you take a look on the left-hand side, Rabu Shonim, it's the second paragraph. From the left, on the right? On the left. Right. Rabu Shonim. V'hol Chudoyrus. A lot of years went by, a lot of generations went by. Ani Hayisi Atsura. I was locked up. This is the Torah speaking. The Torah says, I was locked up, b'mroi medirus. Upstairs in Shemaim, I was locked away. Ben erelei toya imroi setohoyres. I was locked up in Shemaim. V'omad ish tzadik tomim b'dei reisuf. And then there was a man that stood up, who was a tomim b'dei reisuf. Who's the tomim b'dei reisuf? Noyach. Noyach ish tzadik. Tomim oye b'dei reisuf. Miyashi Magulu Mesilas Yisharim. He was a very straight tzaddik. Eselakim Misalch BeKeshorois. He tied himself up in knots to go with the Ribbono Shel Olam because everybody else was reshoim around him. Menachem Mimais Moitzim Meiris Ubeshetsev Zam Nechlatz Mitzorois. Here he's telling us that the Ribbono Shel Olam saved him from the tzoros of the Mabul. Here comes the interesting. But Seitzoy Lervocha, when he went out of the Teva, Mitoch Mazgeirois, from where he was locked up for a year, Hikriv Korban Mincho Teshuros. He wanted to bring a Korban, a thank you Korban, to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mikol Chayo Behema Vo'ifus Teheiros. From all the Behema Teheiros, from Chayo, from every Behema, he wanted to bring a Korban to the Ribbono Shel Olam, give him a Korban Teheiros. Verotso, and he wanted Ledavkoi be in Merois Saila Hoirois. He wanted to be Dovok in the Rebbeinish Lailam with the Torah. He wanted to Keilu accept the Torah already, or he wanted to be the Makabal HaTorah, the Noisin HaTorah. Verotza Ledavkoi be, he wanted to be Dovok in me. In Merois Saila Hoirois, he wanted to be the Noisin HaTorah. And the truth is that there was a half a minute to make Noach the Noisin HaTorah. History would have been different. The Torah would have had a different look. But there is those state that Klo Noach could have been a Noisin HaTorah. Instead of Moshe Rabbeinu, Noach would have been the Noisin HaTorah. What happened? Yom Nishtake. He got drunk. Nifrado Tavosoi. He came separated from his taiva. That means his taiva be'etzim came out. Mimatoye kamo hirvashti yosoi. From the plantation of his vineyard, he took care of his thirst. The nizgal ba'oloi, and he was rolling over in his tent. The gila navrusoi, and he was megala his erva of benoi nichnas v'roi ervosoi, and his son came in and saw him naked. Vayikatz beyena, he woke up from being drunk. Va'arora bikilosa, and he gave him a klola. Eved avodim lo'achda yesei. He gave him a klola that you'll be an Eved Avodim. From there comes starts the history of the Shvatzes until you can become president of America. But there it says Eved Avodim Le'echov. Ba'asoisei kocho, says the Torah. This is the Torah talking. When he did this, ma'astiv lishnoisei. I despised him and I hated him. V'namti lutsuri. And I went back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Lo'echpoit kirvosei. Go on to the next page. I don't want his kirva. I don't want to be close with him. Because when he was drunk, he went out from his daita. Vayikorev misosei means, because when Noach, when he came out from the teva, he be'etim was odom arishon kodem achet. The world had been destroyed. All chet had been destroyed. The ground had been taken up three tvochim. It was a new world. Be'etim the Noach was on the madrega when he came out of the teva of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. If he would have accepted the Torah then, the world would have come on its tikkun in the same way as it was supposed to happen the first day Adam Rishon was created. Vayofech Chuki. He went against my Chukim of the Torah. Vayekorev Misosoi. Misa started again. There was Chet. Leitz Hayayin Hoyne Bishtoise Kol Shege Bo Loyaga Chochmose. The Latzonos that comes out of drinking. Kol Shege Boy, whoever wants to be a Hoigo, whoever wants to work in Torah, Lo Yarbe Chochmose, his Chochma won't be Marbe. Here, a Muridic appeals. Here it says that Noach could have been the Noisin HaTorah. Instead of Moshe Rabbeinu coming down from Har Sinai, you'd have had a Noach HaTzadik. He made one mistake. He wanted to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Verotzo Ledavkoi, Adrabi, came out of the Teva after a year of being locked up, and he wanted to give a korban taida. Verotel davka be imroisai lahoirais. He wanted to get dovok in the Torah. He wanted to be the noisin haTorah. He made one mistake. He made a plantation, and in one day it grew, and he made a bit of wine. That's for sure. He didn't mean anything wrong. He made one a bit of wine. V'nizgal ba'olai, he started rolling over in his drunkenness. He gave a klala to Chom, no problem. Oba ba'aseisei kocho, says the Torah, when I saw he did that, ma'astiv, I despised him. This is the Torah saying. V'namti l'tzuri, I went back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Lo'ech poitz kirvosoi, I don't want to be close with him. I don't want him to be the Noisin HaTorah. Here it says a Meridik Azach. Forget about the shikras, let's put that on the side. We're not here to discuss whether you should drink or not drink. We're not here to discuss what it does. But Dor state, one big Nakuda. Torah is a Matzias. And Torah, when he sees who the person is learning, what he wants, what he's doing with the Torah, Torah can turn around and say, Ma'astiv. I despise this person. I don't want him to be a Makabal HaTorah. I don't want him to be from to have shaychus with my Emoris Tahiris, with my Kedusha Dika Amoris. I don't want him to have shaychus with it. That means he went back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he told the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ech Boitz Kirvosi, I don't want to be close with this guy. I don't want him to be a Makabal HaTorah. There's a Metzius that Torah can go back to the Ribbono Shel Olam in the same way as Torah. We see that Torah is Machazeres, goes and goes back to somebody who harvests, who works on Torah. Torah is a koyach that goes and davens to the Ribbono Shel Olam and says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, give him siyata d'shmaya. The same Torah can go along and say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, lo echpoitz kirvosa, I don't want to be close with him. I don't want him to understand my Torah. I don't want him to feel close to the Ribbono Shel Olam through my Torah. Ki ma'asti, because I despise him. We're talking about Noach Ish Tzadik. He had a chance of being the Noach in the Torah. He wanted to be Dovah Kimi. But he made one small mistake and all history changed. Misa came back to the world. But that's for a separate shavuos. But one thing we do see, Torah turned around and said, Ma'astiv, I despise him. The same way as Torah can be mispalel for you for Siyata Dishmaya, Torah can turn around and say, I don't want to have any shaykhs with a person. It's a big chiddush. Something that the Olam doesn't know. I don't think anybody knows this in Jewish history, that Noach had a chance of being the Noach in the Torah. Why he didn't become the Noach in the Torah was from one extra cup, one extra shot, that he thought he could hold. He could hold his drink. But that's not for now. Abba Ma'astiv, Torah says, I despise you. I don't like the way you behave. I don't like the way you're interested in losing your brain. The Loshon. Ki b'shichlusa yotzo midaitoi. You're willing to give up your das, that's the das that you're supposed to have, kirva to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't need such a person. If you're willing to give it up so cheap, so quick. The Gila Navlusoi says, he showed the other side, he showed his anavola, disgusting. Ubunai Nichnas, and his son came in, he saw Gabakuk. This is what happened. After a year of Avodas Hashem in the Teva, after being saved. Ma'astiv is a very strong Lashon. You can say, I don't have Shaykhul. I despise him. This is what happens. How many times do we know when we come back the next morning and we don't have Cheshuk to get up in the morning? Is it because I don't want to get up? Or is it because the Torah says, I don't want you in the Beis HaMedrash? I don't want you in my Kirva. Adrab, it's better. You want to be Yetzer, Mincha, Shachris, Mariv at 6 o'clock in the evening? No problem. But I don't need you, not first Seder, not second Seder, not night Seder. I don't need it. Is it that you don't want? I'd rather you want it. Noach said, "Rotzel daf could be all good intentions." But efshe, it's the Torah that's coming around and making a mocha. Does anybody make a cheshbon? Efshe, the Torah says, "You know what? I don't want him. You can have all the best thoughts in your mind." The night before, if it's ma'astiv. If it's Gilo Navlusto, you revealed your Navola, your bad side. Navola means Navola also be Yisrael, disgusting thing that was done in Klal Yisrael. The Torah says, with him I don't want Shaykhs. I'll make sure he doesn't get out of bed. I'll make sure he doesn't make it to first Seder. I'll make sure he doesn't come to second Seder. Because I don't want to be Dovok in such a person. Loi ech poiz bekirvosoi. Mitzad Sheini. When it's done right, suddenly Amol, you find Bochrim steiging, Lamala, way above their kishrun, way above what they're supposed to, but what their brain power is. And you want to know what happened? The Torah says, I'll daven for you. The Torah turns around and says, I'll go to the Ribbono Shel Olam and I'll tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Loshon Rashi, Shemachzeres umavakeshes meis koine, he goes to the Ribbono Shel Olam and he's mavakesh and he begs, Limsoi loy tam ha'Torah, be moiser to this guy, hand over to this person tam ha'Torah. Why? Because he's moiser nefesh for me. Because he's okaf piu, the Torah. He forced himself to learn Torah. Torah itself will say, I want to be dovak with this person. Give him the siyata dishmaya. In the parasha from Kabbalah's HaTorah, I mentioned it yesterday, I can say it again. Yesterday was called Yom HaMeyuchas. Yom HaMeyuchas is Beis Sivan. Beis Sivan, it's called Yom HaMeyuchas, where Klal Yisrael received their Yichus. What's the Yichus of Klal Yisrael? As the Pasuk says, if you take a look in the Chumash, I want to learn with you a shtickle, a few psukim inside. You turn to Parshas Yisroi, for all those Perek Yutes. That's the parasha when Klal Yisrael got the Torah. Is in Pasuk K. The Atem Shemoya, this is the Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. They were Yachkun B'chodesh HaShlishi, Pasuk Galav, Chodesh HaShlishi, the third month. They came to Midbar Sinai. Moshe went up to the mountain, or to Rabbein Shleilam. And Rabbein Shleilam tells him, today is Yom on Beis Nisan, Beis Iya, Beis Sivan. He came down and he told Klal Yisrael, do you know what to be Klal Yisrael? Do you know what it means to be Klal Yisrael? V'atim shumay tishva v'koli, posukei, listen to my voice, u'shmatim es brisi, and you will hold on, you will be shomer, the bris, the covenant we made, v'yisinim skulo mikol ha'amim. You will be a skulah, special nation. Special nation, Oitzah Chovev, says Rashi. It's a special nation, Kilikolot, but Atem to you, Mamleches Koinim. Mamleches Koinim means a princely nation. The Goy Kodesh. Those are Elah Dvorim Asher Daber El Bnei Yisrael. That's it. That is what the Rebbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu on Beis Sivan. That is called in the Sifrei Kabbalah, whatever, Yom HaMeyuchas, because that's when Klal Yisrael got their Yichus. When we talk about Yichus, we're saying that we're different. We have a Yichus. What's the Yichus of Klal Yisrael? Goy Kodesh, Mamleches Koinim, a princely nation, and the Goy Kodesh. That makes us different than the Goyim. Now we become Am Anivcha. Okay, the Pasuk goes weiter. Vayovel Moshe Vayikol Zikna Vayezim Levim Levim. Oh, Nasa Venishma. Vayem Hashem Moshe. Take a look in Pasuk Tes. This is a gewaldige Chiddush. Shmoch said to Moshe, Hine anechi bo elecha ba'ava onon. Here I'm going to come along ba'ava onon in the thickness of the on, whatever that means. Ba'avu yishma ha'om v'dabri imoch. The on will hear when I speak to you, and therefore the gam b'choy aminu lo'ilam, they'll also have emunah in you, because they'll see me speaking to you. Vayagid Moshe es divrei om al Hashem. Moshe went ahead and told what the people answered to the Rebbe Yisrael. What did the people answer? We don't know. We'll take a look in Rashi in a minute. But Moshe said, Akshboko told Moshe, I'm going to give the Torah in a way where I'm going to tell it to you, and you will give it over to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, gam b'choy aminu lo'elam, they'll have emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayagin Moshe, divrei amal Moshe. What's Vayagin Moshe? Take a look in Rashi. This is a gewaldige Rashi, and even though we learned it yesterday, it's a thing that we have to chazer over. Take a look in Pasuk Tes. Vayagin Moshe, b'yem ha'mochros, shehu revi'i l'chodesh, that's on the fourth day, that's tomorrow, es divrei ha'om, tshuva al dova zeh shemaiti mehem. This is the tshuva, when the Rebbeinu Shlomo, when Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael. I am gonna be giving the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. They will see me, Bavu Yishmaham Bedabri Imoch, they'll see me speaking to you. Is Klal Yisrael gave a tshuva. Sheratzoinam Lishmoya Mimcho. They want to hear it from you. They don't want to hear it from me. It's not, you can't compare somebody who hears it from a shliach to somebody who hears it from a melech. Our rotzen is liros es malkeinu. Our rotzen is to see our king. If that's the case, take a look in Rashi. If that's the case that they're so interested and they take a need to speak to you, they have to hear me speaking, is Lecha La'om, go down to the people, the Kidash de Mayorim Umocha, they've got to go to the mikveh, they've got to be ready, Shleshi de Me'akbola, and you've got to make Hakbola to them, so Om, and Pasuk Yud Beis, you've got to make Hakbola all the way around the mountain. Suddenly they became new halachas over here. You want to hear me speak? You've got to be different. You've got 3 days to prepare yourself. You've got to be Kadoshim Mutahirim. You've got to be Prushim Me'isha. Higbal Ta'am. You've got to know to be Makabal Torah. You've got to make boundaries. You got Alois Baha, Nogir Bakotseu. All this he said. He didn't say it before. He never said it on the first day or second day. Only after Klal Yisrael said, Ratzenenu, Liros is Malkena, our rottenness to see the Ribbono Shel'Olam. We want to hear it straight from the Ribbono Shel'Olam. There's a whole new Hachana. Here lies the secret of Kabbalah HaTorah. We all go through Yom Tov. And we all, it's like we're in a haze. We're not quite sure what exactly are we supposed to do. Yet, there's a mitzvah. We think that the mitzvah of Shavuos, the mitzvah of Hayom, is like Rosh Hashanah, there's Tekiyah Shofar. So the mitzvah of Hayom is to stay up all night. That's not the mitzvah of Shavuos. Shavuos has its own mitzvahs. But there's an inyan on Shavuos to be Makabal Torah. Kabbalah HaTorah doesn't start on Shavuos. Kabbalah HaTorah starts today. Kabbalah HaTorah starts that if we want, Rutzeinenu Liroi says Malkeinu, if we want to hear the Ribbono Shel'Olam give us Torah, if we want to hear the Anochi Hashem Elokecha from the Ribbono Shel'Olam, Then there's a hachana to it. There's kidashtem hayoyim, umocha. Whether there's a finals tonight or there's no finals tonight, or there's a big game or no game, shleishis yimei hakbola. In shleishis yimei hakbola, there's a different anhoga. We act differently. With hakbolas, those who don't want to hear malkeinu, no problem. The Torah turns around and said, ma'astiu, I despise him. I always taina that Shavuos by night is the hardest night of the year to stay up. You will see, proven every year, I have the same experience. The guys who make it every night till 4 or 5 in the morning, no problem. Poker game, this, that, whatever. 5 o'clock in the morning, that's l'chatchila. Suddenly Shavuos by night, they're tired, they don't feel good. They're tired, they ate the wrong thing, suddenly they have to go lie down and go to sleep. Suddenly there's a Yetzer Hara, suddenly Shavuos by night, 12:30, the guy's in bed. Look around the base of Medrash, you'll see the guys who were up every night. Suddenly Shavuos by night, well, there. What happened? Rabbi, I don't feel well. I'm not in the mood. I couldn't. I've never been so exhausted in my life. Nobody's exhausted. The Torah doesn't want you. The Torah doesn't want to be dovok with you. Ma'astiu, I despise you. Why? Because Rutzeinenu Liros is Malkeinu. Kabbalah HaTorah has one tonight. You want to be Makabal the Torah? There's got to be a Rotzen to see the Ribbono Shel Olam. When there's no tefillah that goes that says Rutzeinenu Liros is Malkeinu, you're not going to hear it from the Ribbono Shel Olam. You won't get it. Torah is going to turn around and say, I despise him, I don't want to give him Siyata Dishmaya. I don't need him here, Shavuos by night. I don't have Sheikhs with him. I've had all the best intentions, everybody wants to learn all night. And Adrab, if I go to sleep, I'll be Moitzi the whole island with Bruchas HaTorah. Ah, what a schus. But it's funny. What's pshat? How come it happens? And I've seen it all through the yeshivish years. You see certain bochrim, they were the mamush, the kings of nightlife. It came Shavuos night. Tired, suddenly they fell asleep, their head went down, they went into the lie down on the bed and they slept for 3 hours more than they should. I told my chavrusa to wake me up. Does anybody have a havamina or not on a Shavuos night to go lie down at 12 o'clock at night or 11 o'clock at night? No. But the Torah does. The Torah says, Ma'astihu, I despise him. His hachona for Kabbalah's HaTorah of Liros Malkeinu wasn't there. There was no tefillah by an Av or Rabba during Shloshes Yemei Hakbalah to have a Siyata Dishmaya in Torah. Of a Hoyle in Eina B'Seira Secho, did anybody think twice about it? The Koyach HaTefillah on the Shavuos, which is the Yom HaDin, which the Arizal says, Kol Hatzlochose, the whole Hatzloch of your whole year, is totally on this night. And anybody who stays up the whole night, he won't have a nezek the whole year. B'malish Nose, says the Arizal, he'll be able to finish off his year. What's the greatest school of staying up Shavuos by night that has such an importance that mamish the whole year's Yom HaDin from Shavuos, your whole year's Hatzloch is totally on that night? Yeah, let's say Nina Lilis Malkeinu. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, I want to see how much does he want a taka want from me. How much Shleish Yizimei HaKabbalah is he putting in? Ratzoneinu Liros Malkeinu. Oh, so there's a hachona, the Seder. Says the Torah, okay, I'll help him to sit up all night and learn. I'll give him a gishmak to learn. He'll find the right chavrusa. You find sometimes in yeshiva, I remember as a bocher, some guys learnt with such a gishmak, Shavuos by night, they never had that feeling other days. And some people you feel it. See, Yang Shve, it was rough, it was tough, it was hard. This is what it is. Ma'astiu. The Torah can turn around to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, give him Siyata Dishmaya. He's willing to give up for himself for the Torah. He's willing to harva shtikel in learning. He's willing to say, Ritzoneinu Liros Malkeinu, he really wants. Says the Torah, give him Siyata Dishmaya. Make him feel at home with me. But when it's Ma'astiu, when it's Pshat is, I have no Shaykhs within it. When you're willing to give away your Das, when you're willing to be mafki yourself, when you're busy to roll around in your Egen or Schmutz, says the Torah, Ma'astiu, I despise him. I don't want to be Dovuk in him. And a lot of times we find, sometimes, Amol, you have this cheshik to walk into the Beis HaMedrash, Amol, there's a heaviness in the bones, there's a heaviness, the steps of Harayin and Beis HaMedrash. Efshe you think for a moment, Efshe it's pshat, it's not my Yetzirah. Efshe it's pshat, the Torah doesn't want to have shaykhs with you. The Torah asked the Ribbono Shel Olam and said, like he said by Noach, Ma'astiu, I despise him. This is our avodah. In the next 2 days, talking about today's a Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night's Kabbalah's HaTorah, we've got two more days, just to show that Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't expect us to be learning now for the next 24/7, but he expects us one thing, Ritzoneinu Liros es Malkeinu, show the Rebbeinu Shel Olam I taka want, when I'll daven in the next few days at Av or Abba, if I can daven it, if it's before Chatzos, or if it's before Sof Zman Tefillah, I can say it with Kavona. If I can say V'horei Einenu B'Seir Osecho, think about what you're saying. Al Kein Hashem Elokeinu B'Shochveinu K'Nosiach B'Chukecho V'Nismach. Ask the Rebbeinu Shalom to give you Simcha in Torah. Ritzoneinu Liros Malkeinu. Then Rebbeinu Shalom says, no problem, I'll give it to you. I won't be Alidei Shliach. I'll give it to you straight. But you've got to want. When it's Ritzoneinu, then we'll be Zeichat HaKabbalah's HaTorah.